How are you today?
Fine.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
What do you mean, bad news?
I understand that Bob's been with us for almost 20 years now, and...
Bob's okay, isn't he?
Bob's fine.
Oh.
A little upset, but fine. He's been a good worker for us. He's made all his quotas. His bonuses have always been in line. But we're gonna have to let him go. I don't know quite how to tell you, though.
Why are you firing him?
What specific reason?
What did he do?
It's a little delicate. Unfortunately, we found him on top of his desk making love to his secretary.
Oh, that son of a bitch!
Well, I can understand you being upset at this point, but...
Upset is not the word! That stupid, rotten son of a bitch! I can't believe this!
Well, he's gonna need your support through this. All right, right now, he's on his way home to you, and he's
on his way home to me?
Yes.
He's got another thing coming when he gets home. I'm going to change the locks on the door. I'm throwing his shit outside on the front lawn. He can just have it all. I'm not even going to be here when he gets back. That son of a bitch. And now, I don't feel so bad about his brother.
Oh, it's Medium Wave.
You thought for a minute it
was a different program you tuned into by mistake.
It's not. It's Medium Wave.
Yeah, it is Medium Wave. That was just a clip from a track from another track. Can you guess who it was? We don't play him on the pod very often. He's the most played artist on the podcast.
Well, I was thinking about this because I reckon there's two artists or bands as such, yeah?
Who get loads of plays on the pod.
And who are they? One is Wire.
Yeah.
And versions of.
Okay, yeah, go on.
And the other one is Madlib.
Well, definitely Madlib.
Yeah. And I think those two have had more plays than anyone else on the pod. And that was Madlib off the soundtrack to Our Vinyl Weighs a Ton.
Oh, right, yeah, the movie. Have you seen
the movie?
It?
I haven't.
No.
Which is shocking, isn't it?
You are the world's biggest fan of Stone's Throw, and you haven't seen that movie.
I haven't seen it yet, no.
It's outrageous.
It is, have you?
I haven't seen it either. Is it out yet?
It is out, yeah.
It hasn't been on at my local cinema. It wasn't on at the multiplex.
Wasn't it?
No.
It was on in town, and I just missed it anyway. But that's...
Well, that's your Christmas present sorted out, but I imagine you'll probably get about 7 copies of
that's
that.
That's it.
By the way, I'm Dr. Volume, and sitting to my right is the man in the check shirt with the poise with his little cigarettes and his big mug of tea.
That's it.
And his little platter of vinyl. It's a DJ Rules.
Aye. Good evening, Dr. Volume.
Hello, we're back.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
We've been away a while. Well, we only do about a couple of these a year. That's enough.
What, 3 months since we've done the last one?
That's enough, though.
It's fine. Well, you know what?
You don't want too much of a good thing, right?
Right, when you go out for a great meal. Right, yeah. We went out for curry recently, me and the good lady Rules.
Poppadoms to start?
Well, we went to a place never been to before, right?
Ooh, dangerous.
Right, what it wasn't. It was just outstanding. Brilliant curry. Yeah, one of the best I've had in about 3 or 4 years.
Wowzers.
Yeah, but I'm not going to rush to go back there next week.
Oh, no, because it won't be as good.
No, no, exactly. You know, maybe in 3 or 4 months' time, we'll go in again. It'll be great. Bit like the Medium Wave podcast.
Yeah, we could do them every week if we wanted to.
Yeah, but quality.
We choose not to.
Exactly. You want good, you know, you want high quality, don't you? You want depth, you want quality. You know, you want to feel it, don't you, Dr. Volume?
And that's what we're giving you right here.
Yeah, we're going to give it to you.
We are going to give it to you.
Give us something, Dr. Volume.
I will give you something. Now, I know DJ Rules is going to take you on a bit of an odyssey. Dancing, funky odyssey.
We're going to return to this shortly, yeah.
We are. But it falls to me to keep the keep things a little bit crunchier and a little bit darker. So I was absolutely thrilled. I went to Sheffield the other day, and I've been looking for some of these band's albums for a while. They're an obscure band from the mid-noughties that I missed.
Mm.
They're a Yorkshire band called Hood, and this is a number from them, and it's called it's called The Lost You. We'll be right back. Good. To the Medium Wave podcast, and that was, oh, blimey, that sounded like I was adjusting something then, and that was Hood, and the track was called The Lost You, and the album's called Outside Closer. It's a bit difficult to get hold of now, because it'll be long deleted.
Long deleted, yeah.
But damn good stuff, aren't it? Really interesting music, actually. I've always been looking forward to listening to that. You know, when you find something, you go, I've been looking for one of them for ages.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was great. I'd heard of the band, kind of listened to them properly. It's that space, isn't it, in that mid-noughties space, you said sort of post-rock. It's kind of mixing everything up. It's almost genre-free, isn't it?
Yeah, people are experimenting with what a record could be.
Yeah.
Which sounds cliche, but it's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before... kind of, well, in a reaction, actually sort of reaction to Oasis. And
yeah, reaction
kind
to Britpop, isn't it? Absolutely, yeah. Now, this is a great point for me to come in, because tonight, listeners, oh, what am I taking you on a trip? Because it's around about 20 years since rave.
Do we need one of these?
Oh, yeah, we need plenty of those. I'm going to have plenty of those tonight. And it's, you know, it's sort of, I've been reading a lot about, don't you browse the facts website, Dr. Volume?
Browse the what website?
Fact website.
Fact.
Yeah.
What is that about?
It's like a sort of music magazine.
Oh, the music magazine. Fact. I've looked at their website.
Yeah, well, they did a great article on 20 Years of Rave, and there's been lots of other people writing about 20 Years of Rave. It made me go back. I'm talking over here, 93, 94.
Right.
I've been digging through a massive record collection recently, as you know, and I've been pulling a lot of this out. But also, at that time, I was digging a lot of these tunes as well, myself at the time. So it's kind of made me come back and look at it through an older man's eyes.
Okay. Yeah. Older, wiser man.
Yeah, yeah.
And an older man, anyway. Yeah.
And just like you said about that kind of noughties period, I think this period, and there's a very interesting book, and you read it recently on the KLF,
yes,
which kind of promotes this period around about 92, 93, up till about 96, 97.
Oh, the lost years.
Yeah, the lost years. And it was a real time of experimentation, incredible experimentation. So I'm going to open with a track, and I'll sort of talk about it a little bit afterwards, yeah?
All right.
And I'm going to take on a bit of a journey tonight. We're going to go through sort of proto-disco, post-disco, some rave, some electro, all sorts. I'm just going to lay it out there. Some absolutely fantastic stuff.
All right. And I'll just play some boring old...
I'll just play
some boring old indie records.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be a medium wave podcast for you, wouldn't it?
Sounds like a plan.
So here we go. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Stick this in your glow stick.
All you're doing is jumping the records, and we can't have a good time, all right? So just get off the stage, get in the crowd and have a party. Please.
Better with a light.
My Gosh, I believe they say on Jungle FM. I was going to say who it was, but I don't know the name of the track. That was good, though. I enjoyed
that.
Wow,
how good is that?
Oh, I think that deserves one of these, actually. Hang on, there we go. Yeah. Oh,
hands in the air, Dr. Volume.
I love the intro. Get off the stage.
Brilliant, isn't it? You're jumping the records.
All you're doing is jumping the records. We've had that problem, haven't we?
We have.
Many
yeah.
times. And I love the, everything about the sparse, dirty...
Oh, we were just talking, weren't we?
That's drum and bass as it should be, yeah. really, isn't it? And who's that by? I don't
know.
Now, there's
the interesting bit, right? Because I've played this deliberately. Okay, it's my opening sort of track. Yeah? Because it's really only just come out. Came out last year.
Shut up.
Yeah. This is... Special Request Soul Music. Now, I've spoke to you about this before.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is that recent homage to the rave scene.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. I wondered about that because the sample at the beginning with the guy, the MC,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
it's a bit like, oh, they wouldn't have used that at the time, would they? So I was wondering whether it was a mix.
That, I believe, is off a real Jumpin' Jack Frost gig.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
off
yeah,
a
yeah.
Fantasia, I think, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, those tapes that people used to
yeah,
buy.
That's what they're talking about. Exactly, the tape era.
Six cassettes and you just stick them in your 414er yeah. and drive around being a delinquent.
Lots and lots of people have tried to capture that rave scene. You know, that's kind of pirate jungle rave scene.
Yeah.
And that's what he said he set out to do. He said, I wanted to set out a journey from, you know, sort of getting out of bed in the afternoon, you know, getting ready, going out, coming back, driving around town, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And these snatches and glimpses, you know, of the pirate radio station throughout the day. And he just does it. And he's done it brilliantly. And we'll see how well he's done it, because we're going to listen back to some of the originals.
Okay, yeah.
So I kind of thought
yeah.
I'd play that as a bit of a template.
Start with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was Special Request Soul Music. And it is an absolutely belting tune, isn't it?
I like that very much, yeah. That's worth tracking down. That's a good one. Interestingly then, because I'm going to play somebody else, another contemporary artist called Lee Gamble.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, and he kind of uses drum and bass tapes and he takes the little samples off them and things that have been kicking around in his car.
Yeah.
So they're all knackered and they're all a bit warped and squished.
And yeah.
And he makes
Munch on them and things like that.
Exactly. But then he makes them into kind of weird, slightly ambient tracks as well. Thank you. That's Lee Gamble. That one's called Jove Layup.
Wow, it's kind of
from the album Kosh. I'm not going to play the whole of that because, well, if you want to hear it, go and
buy it. Go and buy it.
Go and buy it from a record
just
shop.
Buy it. Don't download it. Buy it. That's really nice. Really
good,
kind of murky.
Yes.
And a bit dirty.
Yes.
But they're two good things in music.
We like that, don't we?
Both dirty and murky.
And I think that's a very good album. Worth tracking down that album. It's only just come out a couple of weeks ago.
Quadruple album, I believe.
It's something ridiculous like that. It's a double CD, so presumably there's six pieces of
vinyl, yeah.
To fit it all on. But it's all in that kind of vein. Very long.
Yeah.
And very elongated and exciting and good.
One for the smokers there, kids.
Most definitely, yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay, I'll take over.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you want to talk into the mic
rather than looking at you.
That would be really good if you could do that.
Okay, we're going to go back to...
Back.
Yeah, we're going to go back to Paradise Garage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've been there a lot, haven't we?
We have, yeah. And I always go back there.
While you're in there, can you get us a Cornish pasty and a pack of the Twiglets?
And a 7-Up.
Yeah, yeah.
A 7-Up in the Paradise Garage might have been something quite different. Anyway, we'll move on from that. So, yeah, I'm going to go back to Paradise Garage. I'm going to go back to a tune by a band called Capricorn. Now, this is kind of... I think you'll find this one fascinating.
DJ Rules.
You
Aquarius.
Might know this. And what I want to know off you at the end of this is, who was listening to this and what did they make from this? And you probably already know the answer before I've even played it.
Okay.
But I think it's really, really obvious. This was a big tune in Chicago.
Yeah.
Big tune in New York.
Right.
Had a massive influence on the house scene.
Okay.
Yeah? Just have a listen, and it'll be quite immediate from the start.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Let's have it.
All right, let's do it. We'll be right back. That was Capricorn. I need love. I was good at. I was good at doing that announcement then, wasn't I? Even though I don't know the name.
You sound like a train announcer. Yeah. The next train on Platform B is Capricorn. I need love.
There might be some disco on the line.
Might be a Larry Levan driving it.
That was good.
Yeah, just absolutely outstanding sort of post-disco. Moving into that sort of house, electro vibe. And as you said, I think you said about four bars in, didn't you?
Well, I assume New Order might have heard that track.
Oh, absolutely.
When they were writing that Blue Monday.
We think Blue Monday might have been influenced by that, don't we?
We were just trying to imagine New Order in the Paradise Garage.
We were talking about actually stood.
You can see Barney popping away.
You can see Barney sort of having a good time, hands in the air, you know.
I think Steve and Gillian, they'd be sat in the bar, possibly nursing a bottle of Pernod. Yeah.
But what would Hucky be doing? What's he doing?
I think he's standing in the middle with his leather jacket on. I think it's miserable.
Brilliant. Mm. Where are you going to go from there? That was funny.
Oh, God. I'm just going to go where I want.
It's medium wave, isn't it?
Well, we'll have a little palate cleanser, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
In the middle of your disco odyssey, yeah. We'll break it now. We'll break it in the middle. Because what we're going to do right now, we had a bit of a good dance there.
We did.
Let's retire to the cocktail lounge just downstairs at Paradise Games.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And let's hear something a little bit... Pour me a nice lime and pina colada, something like that.
All right.
Or a mojito.
I'll have a nice whiskey. I'll have
a mojito with some nice...
Dash of lime and...
That'd be nice.
Topped up with ice.
And let's hear something with almost like a Jimmy Webb vibe, you know, a little bit of sea. All right, okay. Chilled out.
Yeah.
And yet, by a French lady.
Ah, you mean...
Sit down. That's good, isn't it? That was that was Letitia Sadier from a new album called Something Shines. The track was called Release from the Center of Your Heart. It's nice, isn't it?
You know that made me
it's
feel
great
like.
Album. Go on. Oh yeah, well yeah, that's definitely the right time for that.
It just washed all over me
in a good way though. That's
in a really good way. It made me feel like right as in Letitia Sadier's kitchen.
Yeah.
Right? And it's got a massive big tumble dryer.
Yeah.
So it's just done, a massive wash, right?
Yeah. Been a busy day.
It's been a really busy day, right? And then you open the door of a tumble dryer and it's just finished drying.
Yeah.
And it's got that, like, sort of really nice clean smell to it. And it's really warm. You know, you pull a towel and it's kind of bitingly hot.
Lovely, yeah.
That felt like climbing into the middle of Letitia Sadier's tumble dryer.
Yeah.
And just snuggling down for 5 minutes.
Yeah. And then I turned it on and...
No.
See what, let me get me out of it.
That was beautiful. Yeah, Jimmy Webb, absolutely.
Real Jimmy Webb style.
Oh, yeah, just beautiful.
Bit of Brian Wilson in there.
And she's just got the voice and the essence and everything, hasn't she? It's
fantastic. So there you go, that was a nice little...
It was like a little after eight, wasn't it?
It was a sorbet.
And now you're going to get...
Cleanse your palate
now.
Before you get us back in the... Come on, should we go back upstairs to the rave?
Oh, you're going...
It's kicking off. I've heard it's kicking off up there.
It's kicking off big time. Should we just go up the stairs?
Yeah, come on.
Ready?
Oh, it's happening. Is that us walking up the stairs? Oh, I can hear someone's got a rave horn going. Way, here we go. Oh, should we dance?
After you, Dr. Volume.
After you.
Smart system. Stack. Smart system, get smarter this link. Hyped up to the tingles remix. In sync, the drop just calm down to the future sound of London.
I think that deserves one of these. Future.
Oh, I think it deserves another one of those.
Future Sound of London, wasn't it? I recognise that one because I think it was a... Well, go on, what was the name of the track?
Yeah, as you said, Future Sound of London. I kind of thought it was when I got it, but I wasn't entirely sure.
Is it under their name or is it...
No, it's not. Very, very pleased that my knowledge kind of paid off here. It's by Smart Systems.
Yeah, well, they went under loads of Gage.
Oh,
Gage,
God, yeah, yeah.
Loads of different pseudonyms, didn't they? So, that's Jumping and Pumping was their label as well,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, that is Future Sound of London, their second ever vinyl release under Smart Systems called Tingler.
tingler.
Oh, and it really was a tingler, wasn't it?
Well, that made me tingle, yeah. You can also, I think there's a compilation called Earthbeat,
right?
Which is a very 90s name for anything,
that's,
isn't
that's
it?
That's really
which
90s,
which has got
yeah.
all the early Future Sound London really.
That would be worth dance, checking out, wouldn't it?
All the different dance tracks they did before they went sort of more ambient.
As I say, now there's a band, right, who were right at the hardcore, you know, breakbeat, hardcore rave scene.
Well, they were, yeah.
Yeah, then went ambient,
yep.
Then went psychedelic.
Very much
they've
so,
kind
yeah.
of gone through a real journey, that band, haven't
now
they?
Now they're hanging out with Noel Gallagher.
They are. Shame, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, really. But I enjoyed that.
I think that still stands up today.
It does. The rap's a little
yeah,
bit...
Yeah, the rap lets it down. I think that. The rap lets it down a little bit,
it's hardcore with Future Sound London.
Yeah.
That dates it.
That does date it.
But the musically, yeah, it's great.
It's
yeah.
great, isn't it?
Yeah. On a similar... Yeah, all right. Well, on a similar tip then. Because
yeah.
Well, tell you what. Meat Beat Manifesto.
Okay.
It breathes me. We'll be right back.
Go on.
Track was called Go On by Mad Skills MC. I don't know. Who was it? What was it? I had to fill in then while you were doing
it. The mixer isn't in the right place, is it, at all?
We ain't got the dynamic.
We haven't got the dynamic right, have we?
Not very ergonomic in the studio today, are we? Well, that was good. That's proper.
Oh, what? How good is that?
That's proper drum and bass.
We did like a 60-minute exercise workout there, didn't
we?
Yeah.
We were doing. I was throwing some shapes. I was being a crab, and then I was being a spaceman or something.
That was the Three Disciples.
Oh yeah.
Matthew,
Luke, and John. Mark.
Track's called Guan.
We guessed that.
Yeah, we guessed that.
Right. How about that?
And it's good. 1994.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, there you go.
Deep, rolling, tight jungle.
That was the year when it really broke through, wasn't it?
And as you'll notice, Dr. Fellow, I'm saying jungle.
Yeah.
Because, now I never knew this, We were around at the time, and I dug a lot of this at the time. I must admit, I didn't really go into that side. I got more into the Alex Reese, as you did as well, LTJ side of things. Yeah, I never really understood why it's suddenly everyone's talking about drum and bass rather than jungle, because I always thought they were the same thing. They're not the same thing.
So is that is jungle then?
That is jungle.
Right. It's a fine line, though, isn't there?
It's an interesting one. I actually went and looked it up online. And listeners, if you've got nothing better to do of an evening...
Of course they haven't. They're listening to this.
Go and have a look. Just kind of Google, you know, drum and bass and jungle. What's the difference? Massive, massive loads written about it.
I bet the argument's still going on today.
Yeah, there's a real schism, you know, because this was coming from the hardcore breakbeat end of things.
Yeah.
And then obviously, drum and bass started coming in from the more jazz inflected Giles Peterson side.
Four Hero,
exactly, all that sort of thing.
Check me, name checking.
Yeah, and it all got very messy.
Yeah.
But that, really, that was one of the classic 94 jungle tunes, you know.
And I wonder if those things are going to start becoming the collectibles of tomorrow.
They are.
Are they already?
Oh, they already are, yeah. You get the right ones of these now, and they are really collectible. You know, any of that Bukem stuff, Pesce, you know, Ed Rush, Optical, all that kind of stuff. You know.
Hey, you know what? I think you should get down to your local second-hand record shop, and if you're in the Manchester area, why not check out...
recordshopcity.co.uk.
She's real.
And she's real.
And obviously, and if you're in Liverpool, then go to Dig Vinyl.
It's go to Dig Vinyl. Bold Street.
Bold Street, 80 Bold Street.
An emporium. Of tunes like that.
And tell them we sent you.
Yeah. Tell them Medium Wave sent you and you'll get...
Have they got any drum and bass down there?
Oh, they've got stacks. They've got like the Kemet crew. They've got Bukem. They've got it all down there.
And before that, you heard Meat Beat Manifesto.
We did indeed, didn't we?
And you might know them from their hit. They did that Babylon, which is a bit of a proto-jungle track
actually.
Jack
they were
Dangers.
A funny one, Meat Beat Manifesto, weren't they?
Yeah, they started out sort of industrial. And
that's
then
yeah.
But Radio Babylon's a classic. But I highly recommend, if you haven't already got it, it's still available to buy, I think, their album Satyricon, which is that track's from it. It's called Mindstream. And highly recommend it. See if you can dig it out. And weirdly, Orbital did a remix of that track, which became Impact of the second Orbital album. You mentioned Wire earlier.
I did.
And here's somebody...
out someone connected to Wire.
Yeah, so we're going to play something by Edvard Graham Lewis, who is the bass player with Wire.
There we go, yeah.
And he's done an album, and it's all electronic. So that's kind of keeping...
Okay, that's keeping
that's
the
good,
theme,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And that is in keeping with the vibe of the show. So it's called... this track's called Bluebird. So it's Edvard Graham Lewis. Here it comes.
Thank you.
darken the mood a bit. That was Edvard Graham Lewis from Wire.
Cool, okay.
From his album All Over. The track was called Bluebird. I like that because it kind of had... Oh, the bass line on there is almost like some of those drum and bass tracks, that kind of kind of hoovering bass noise.
I guess that's really forward-thinking stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, he's a bit out there, old Edvard. Yeah,
that's really avant-garde. I'd almost have that down as kind of, it's touching upon modern classical almost.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's his thing. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Very
yeah.
much like modern classical, the vocal, isn't it?
He's a proper artist, is Graham.
Yeah, yeah, that's clever music.
I've met Graham Lewis, I've had a beer with him.
Do you like a beer?
He does like a beer,
nah,
yeah.
He's a good lad,
he's a good
he?
Bloke. And if you meet him before a Wire gig, he'll always have a chit-chat with me.
There he goes, put it on his tab.
Put it on his tab,
well,
yeah,
that was kind of really dark, right?
Yeah, so you're gonna bring us into the light?
I am. I'm going to bring us into the light.
Just we like to bring it up and down. You know? Yeah. It's like turning a light on and off, isn't it?
So I'm going to play a tune now that I dug out
recently.
Is
it Rosala? Is it Oceanic?
It's not Oceanic. That's how Insanity. It's quite a good tune. Pop rave, maybe, but still a good tune.
Yeah. Is it Bizarre Inc?
It's not Bizarre Inc. You know what? You can sit here all night and you'll never guess.
Oh,
what it
wow.
Is.
Okay.
Okay. But you'll know as soon as the kind of vocal comes in.
Right.
Because at the end of it, you're going to play a snatch of another tune I asked you to bring along.
That's right, yeah.
This record is just an absolute kind of electro-funk monster.
Whoa.
And a lot of the rave stuff went back to this and picked up from bits of this and sampled it all over the place.
Okay. It's a bit of a touch. What you might call a bit of a touchstone.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So yeah. You ready for this?
I am, yeah.
Here we go. And there you go, listeners.
I bet you never thought you'd hear fat and small on the medium wave podcast. Yeah, that was your idea, wasn't it? Now, I get what you were... Well, you know, obviously, we know why you wanted to play that, because we heard it sound... We heard the original vocal
and we were talking whilst it was playing how, you know, and Greg Wilson, hats off to him, is really passionate about this. You know, there is this discourse that modern dance music started at the Hacienda. And it's just bullshit.
It's bullshit.
Bullshit. You know, you listen to that early tune there, 82, from Tony Lee, Reach Up. That is a blueprint for what was coming. It's all in there.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah, it's all in there.
I was just saying to you while that record was playing as well, I saw a flyer on online the other night, an old poster for the Hacienda, and it had a advertising Greg Wilson playing on Friday night with funk, you know, funk Greg Wilson funk night.
He played funk,
That's how they described it.
Yeah.
And then the next night, I think the birthday party are playing Orange Juice, whatever. Yeah. There's DJ Dave or someone. It just says in brackets, no funk. what self-respecting DJ would say, I have got no funk.
That's brilliant, isn't it? I have no funk whatsoever.
Like, that's how things were in those days. Very tribal then,
really tribal, really tribal.
Right,
so that's enough of Fats and Smalls. Although I will say one thing for Fats and Smalls.
Go on.
Right?
You like the video, don't you?
Well, if you are...
It's a fun video if you want to go on YouTube.
It's a fun video that does genuinely capture, if you're over 35, I would say, captures that moment where we were all looking for white labels at the time, and if someone was coming out on a white label, you're queuing up to get it.
Yeah.
And it was exciting. You know, it was your download of the day, wasn't it?
It was.
And it does capture that very, very well.
It does.
Apart from it gets really, really cheesy halfway through.
Can I just tell you as also?
Turns up in a glitter suit and starts DJing in the shop.
Can I just tell you as well? I don't own that record, so I did download it last night, and the album that it's on is Joey Essex Anthems.
Oh my,
which pretty
go.
Fucking much says it all.
That says it all, doesn't it?
That does say it all. Now, okay, another big gear change coming up.
Okay.
I'm going to play a track. I'm going to go back to the 80s, and I'm going to play a tune which, there was that moment in the 80s where jazz was inflecting pop. Do you remember that?
Oh God, yeah, very well, very
and,
well.
You know, we had, well, in, at worst, we had things like Matt Bianco and Curiosity.
But at best, we had Manchester's great Carmel and Iago.
Iago, of course, yeah, and we had we had Curiosity Killed the Cat. Bass down the street, I see feathers in your eyes. I was reading North
Working Program. Weekend.
Yeah. Now I'm one of the more mainstream acts that were doing it, and I was just reading her book over when I was on my holiday.
No.
Tracy Thorne.
Of course, I've read it.
I'd completely forgotten about this one. I never really listened to much of their stuff at the time. So it's an early Everything But the Girl track, Each and Every One, and it's a jazz mood. And here it comes.
Twice I don't wait around on your roof.
Everything but the girl, each and every
one. Everything but the girl, just brilliant.
Each and everyone. Oh, I do like that song.
Now, you didn't know Digital Spawn, I was just telling you that.
I mean, a little revelation when that was on.
It was like a confession that I was obsessed with Everything But The Girl.
I did not know
for
that.
For a year in 1987.
Wow.
And just hoovered up everything they'd done. And Eden, Baby The Star, Shine Bright Tonight. Yeah. Oh, man, I just absolutely loved them. For the same reasons you said, I think, the melody, the atmosphere in them, the musicianship. There's a lot of emotional content in there as well. They're really beautiful, well-crafted songs.
And delicious, lovely voices she's got there, Tracy Thorn as well. Just a wonderful track. And Bedsit Disco Queen is Tracy Thorn's book. Well worth checking out. If you've not read it, even if you're not particularly interested in the band, it's just a great story, and she just comes across like a great person.
It's a great story.
You just want to hang out with her and just be her friend. And Ben Watt's book's supposed to be good as well. He's written a book. He's written a book about his family and about his father, who was
really interesting story. His
mum was a theatrical agent, and his old man was a proper jazzer, sort of in the trad jazz era.
He
got disillusioned by the Beatles and all that. Fascinating, apparently. I should read that. That's one for me reading list as well. But Everything But The Girl.
Oh, we've really stretched our listeners' ears tonight, haven't we?
We haven't, we? Yeah, we've pushed them as far as we can go, haven't we?
I'm going to push them a step further.
Are you going to end the show then?
I think it's a really nice record to take us out on and sort of finish the set. And it takes out with the legendary Walter Gibbons. Does Walter Gibbons mean anything to you, Doctor?
Well, he's not a legend in our house. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Do you know Walter Gibbons?
I don't know him, no. Does he work at your place or something?
Yeah. Legendary sort of New York DJ, remixer and producer, who was kind of responsible for introducing the 12-inch record.
Was he?
Yeah. He used to splice tapes together and splice, a couple of 7 inches together whilst he's DJing.
Oh, so he joined them together to make a 12?
Yeah.
That's good.
And he was there, putting out the first 12 inches, the first sort of disco remixes and things
so
like that.
So we've gone back again. Into rave history.
Well, I thought what a nice way to go out is by giving props to probably one of the most important and influential DJs of our times.
Right, I thought it was Fatboy Slim, but never mind. Give you that one.
So, this is Walter Gibbons.
Yeah. Shall we say goodnight before we play it?
We will say goodnight in a second, yeah. It's from 1979. And, you're a bit of a muso, Dr. Volume, yeah? So, what I'm going to say to you is just listen to the production in this.
Listen to the production.
Oh, yeah. It's just absolutely superb.
All right.
We talked about a few templates for setting things up and things. This is just absolutely out there. Right, okay. Superb.
Open your ears, listener.
Exactly. Open your ears. Yeah. And your feet will follow.
All right. Well, yeah. You have been listening to You have been listening to the Medium Wave podcast. Listen to more episodes at mediumwave.podomatic.com. And we hope you enjoyed the show. And
we'll be back, won't we? We'll be back in a couple of months.
Yeah, Hey, there'll be time maybe we should do a Christmas special.
I think we will. We do, don't we?
Oh, and if you like the music we play, you'll want to hear it without us sort of chitter-chatting in between tracks.
Yeah, how do they do that?
Well, if you go to, if you Google Bido Lito magazine.
Ah, yes,
over in Liverpool, and you have a listen to their podcast, look for the Dig Vinyl podcasts. I'm not saying that we are the secret DJs behind them.
We couldn't say that.
But we might be. So have a listen, see if you can tell. The latest one's good. It's a post-punk mix.
It's a belter, isn't
it? I don't know whose idea that was. We think the next one might be a kind of post-rave.
Oh, yeah.
With a bit of drum and bass on it. What do you reckon?
God, I think it's got to be on it.
So, let's play
that on your hat, so. Bye!
Don't tell anyone.
Do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do. of C. Your modulations keeps climbing higher. This arrangement is better than Beethoven's. Ooh, keep playing with me, baby, 'cause the music's getting hot. Keep playing with me, hon. Don't you give up, 'cause your harmony's on top. Sometime, big boy. Oh, I love ya. Ooh, keep playing with me, baby, 'cause the music's getting hot. Keep playing with me, honey. Don't you give up, 'cause your harmonies are tight. We're gone.